chromosomes. Little strands of nucleic acids and proteins are the fundamental genetic instructions that tell us who we are at birth. Most people are born with 46 chromosomes, but each year in the United States, about 6,000 people are born with an extra chromosome, making them a person with Down syndrome. If you've ever encountered someone with Down syndrome, you know that they are some of the kindest, most joyful people you will ever meet. They truly have something extra. My name is Lisa Nichols, and I have spent the last 24 years as both the CEO of Technology Partners and as the mother to Allie. Allie has something extra in every sense of the word. I have been blessed to be by her side as she impacts everyone she meets. Through these two important roles as CEO and mother to Allie, I have witnessed countless life lessons that have fundamentally changed the way I look at the world. While you may not have an extra chromosome, every leader has something extra that defines who you are. Join me as I explore the something extra in leaders from all walks of life and discover how that difference in each of them has made a difference in their companies, their families, their communities, and in themselves. I'm excited to have Sarah Hill on the show today. Sarah is the CEO of Helium, a virtual and augmented reality tool for human performance powered by the user's own brainwaves and heart rate. If you like this episode today, please go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave us a 5-star rating. So Sarah, welcome to the Something Extra podcast. I am so delighted that we can make this work today. I cannot wait for our listeners to hear all the things that you're up to. So thank you for being on the show.
Well, much appreciated for the kind invitation and the opportunity to share. Thank you.
Well, you and I first met a few years ago. You were speaking, was it a Wise Women event? At the Missouri Innovation Center there in Columbia, and I came and wanted to participate in that, and you were one of the speakers. And then you're also an MTC recipient, and I'm on the board for the Missouri Technology Corporation.
Absolutely. MTC has been a great friend to us, as has the Missouri Innovation Center, and we wouldn't be here without them. So yeah, very, very appreciative of that. And it was always great to spend an afternoon or a day with other female entrepreneurs and women in STEM.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how you grew up. If you could tell me a little bit about where you grew up, and we'll get into what you're doing today.
Yeah, so I grew up in a very small town in Northeast Missouri, in Canton, Missouri, up in the nosebleed section, kind of about 45 minutes from Hannibal, 30 minutes from Quincy, Illinois. It was a great place to grow up in, and eventually did some undergrad at Missouri State. It was Southwest Missouri State University back then. Now it's Missouri State University. And then I transferred to Mizzou to the J School and completed my degree, worked in television, ABC, NBC, CBS News affiliates in Missouri. And then now I have my own company, Helium.
What people may not know is that you were an award-winning broadcaster, reporter. I mean, did you know when you were growing up that that's what you wanted to do? How did you get into that?
Yeah, so it's a funny story. I did not know. I was kind of lured into writing for the school newspaper by a cute boy. He was a senior in high school at the time, came to my seventh grade science classroom and was recruiting for someone to write about sports. And I was like, well, I'm not into sports or whatever, but I raised my hand because he was cute. And I'll never forget that he took me out into the hallway and he was telling me, you know, what I would need to do or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll do whatever, you know, whatever you need me to do. Anyway, to make a long story short, I started writing for the school newspaper and started about sports and really found a love of writing through that. And that cute boy now is my husband, and we've been married 30 years. So he always jokes that he launched my journalism career by coming to my seventh grade science classroom and trying to recruit reporters for the school newspaper. But that's just a long story short. And in college, I worked my way through college working at radio stations, covered the city beat, and that kind of thing. And so that's how I got into journalism, is, you know, needing some extra cash in college and then got bit by the bug of telling stories.
I love that story. So that cute guy became your husband. So did you guys start dating in high school?
He robbed the cradle a little bit. I was 5 years younger. But yes, I was a junior in high school and he was in college. It was scandalous back, you know, in the day. But sure. He went to my senior prom, even though he was in college, and we dated for about 5 years and then got married.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, Greg and I dated all the way through high school. We started dating when I was a freshman in high school and all the way through college. So we dated 7 years and then ended up getting married. So our stories are a little bit similar.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so you were a reporter and you said you are reporting like what's going on in Sri Lanka. You're reporting on all these natural disasters and you had too much bad stuff in your digital diet and you got a little burned out. So tell me about that story.
Yeah, sadly, it's a common theme among reporters, first responders, nurses, anybody who covers a lot of trauma. There's some secondary trauma that you have to absorb. And specifically for journalists, sometimes even more so because you go from one trauma to another. You'll cover a car accident in the morning, and then you might be on a double homicide later on in the day. And then in the evening, you get called in because somebody lost their home in a tornado and you need to go and cover it. We went in with the trauma teams in the aftermath of the tsunami in Sri Lanka and Indonesia and did stories about that. Having to interview parents who've lost children, those were really the ones that still stick with me today. That media diet that I was choosing to consume, all of these, I worked for great companies. They're, you know, awesome television stations and media organizations. But what I was choosing to consume in my social media feed and in my media diet that I watched and I would go read about it on the news, and you have to immerse yourself in it because you have to know about all the homicides and murders. And ultimately that digital diet, it did make me be sick. If you're not putting any kind of positive fiber in and all of that negativity and that negative fiber will make you sick. Mine started with insomnia. I just had those ruminating thoughts that I could not quiet my mind. At the time, I didn't realize how dangerous not getting good sleep is. Sleep is like so key. And after, you know, months of that, my body just broke down and I started having panic attacks for no reason. You know, ultimately, I found neurofeedback, biofeedback, and through my husband, a counseling psychologist, and his business partner at the time, and this was more than 15 years ago when I was struggling as a reporter to sleep at night, he introduced me to neurofeedback. And at the time you had to glue electrodes on your forehead. You had to sit in front of this laptop and play this very boring game of trying to, you know, keep your brain patterns below a certain line. So I would make up stories about these experiences that would help me get through this therapy. You know, Sarah, cool your jets. Or, you know, some story about the jet. I'm a storyteller by nature. We were giving virtual tours to a group of terminally ill and aging World War II veterans who weren't able to physically travel on our flights to see their memorials in Washington, D.C. And we were using virtual reality and realized that these men and women weren't just watching these experiences, they were feeling them and their bodies were responding to the media in what appeared to us to be some therapeutic ways. And so I went back to my husband's psychologist friend who was in his practice and asked him, can we do some brain maps to see how is this virtual reality media impacting the user? And much like the neurofeedback that you used, you know, on me to help me quiet my ruminating thoughts, can we display that inside the screen to allow them to see how the media is impacting their brain? So we did some tests, and I'll never forget, sent me back a photo of a firefighter's brain immediately before helium and just 4 minutes after. And the EEG scan showed a significant reduction in the fast activity in the brain in a completely drugless way. And he was shocked, and I was shocked as well. He says, that's like put them in a warm bath or you gave them a walk in the park. You interrupted the stress response. That's a powerful tool. And so Jeff is now my co-founder and education partner with what he's doing with the Neuromeditation Institute in Helium. And we're in 150 enterprises around the world. We've touched more than 500,000 lives. We have the Chicago Cubs as customers, the Air Force as customers. schools, any area of acute situational confined stress, but it started from my own struggle with anxiety. And I developed Helium for me, as well as the millions of people who struggle with it right now.
I love that. Will you say 60% anxiety is the cause of 60%?
Yeah, 60% of all illness and disease. It's also responsible for 90% of doctor's visits. Sometimes people don't believe me when I say that, but think about all of the illnesses and diseases that are compounded or caused by stress. Cardiac disease, cardiac conditions, weight loss, weight gain, smoking, eating disorders. You reduce anxiety and you have a very powerful tool in targeting some other conditions, diabetes, because all of these therapeutics out there, they all have stress management components. And so essentially what we're doing with Helium is giving you a better way to self-regulate your stress by actually being able to see your own brain patterns in near real time so that you can learn to control them and learn to self-regulate yourself. Not as a replacement for psychotropic medication or professional counseling. Helium is a wellness tool. It's a training tool. It's not going to tell you whether you're depressed. It's not going to cure your depression. It's going to teach you to become more self-aware so you can learn to self-manage your anxiety, your stress, and your sleep.
That's what I would say about it. And you've got a gaming component to it, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But it really is there to increase your self-awareness of what's going on in your body. Let me ask you this. When I first met you, it was StoryUp.
Yeah, it's the same company. Helium is just a DBA. StoryUp is the name of our studio and our company. But as Helium became more popular, we realized we needed to start going by Helium because nobody knew the name of our studio. So
right.
Our company is Helium. The legal paperwork says StoryUp, and you might find some references online.
Sure.
But we've done a branding switch to all Helium.
So why did you choose the name Helium?
Because it has the word heal in it. H-E-A-L-I-U-N. And healing really is at the core of what we're doing. We're using media and story to try to make people feel better, make them more self-aware. And healing also has broad general purposes and can be applied in a variety of ways. And we know that Helium for the self-management of anxiety is our first digital drug, or what's called a digiceutical. But healing was a perfect term because it accurately describes what we're trying to do with media. Media has the ability to create anxiety, but it also has the very powerful ability to heal.
Yeah, I love that. And I tell you what, we've talked about it. I mean, anxiety is at an all-time high right now, and even with young children. So you jump in from being this journalist into your own thing. What has surprised you the most about being an entrepreneur?
There's a strategic advantage to living in the Silicon Prairie and in the middle of the Midwest. Specifically after the pandemic, where it really doesn't matter where you conduct business because anyone has the ability to join a video call and that's considered A-OK. So that's really what has opened my eyes, is the value of living in the middle of the U.S. with not only our low cost of goods, but our access to talent pool who's very skilled in digital media and storytelling, primarily at least in Columbia, with access to the Missouri School of Journalism, all of the great grads that come out of there. And then secondarily, how hard, you know, obviously building a business is for anyone, but specifically when you're building a technology business that has a lot of moving parts. You know, we're hardware agnostic and wearable agnostic. And so it's harder than I would have ever imagined. But I love our company and the people we work with and what we're trying to do with Helium.
Yeah, you have to just be so proud of the work that you're doing, and the mission and the purpose behind the company is so good, you know, and so helpful to so many people.
Thank you.
And I know you've built a great team. I mean, Sarah, that's what I would say to people. You know what? You cannot do any of this alone. Obviously, Jeff is a partner, but you've also got the former chief of gaming from Google on your team. I mean, you've built a really good team. And that's the other thing we've got to remind ourselves, is we can't do any of this on our own.
Most definitely. And we have a great brain trust. with Helium. You mentioned Noah Falstein, former chief of gaming at Google. We also have Walter Greenleaf, who's a neuroscientist at Stanford. We have Elise Soul, whose roots are with the NHL and Time Warner. Craig Scheifetz, who has decades in clinical practice and simulation. We have Sean Rad, who's the founder of Tinder, and he built the world's top grossing non-gaming app of all time. And then we have Rena Shaw. She's a service-disabled combat veteran. She's on the board at Cerner and very influential in military circles. So very lucky. Our executive chair, Dr. Kalegi, has, you know, launched more than a half a dozen successful health tech companies, trusted with more than $100 million in profitable investment. He's had a unicorn and IPO as well. So one of the things that we say we're lucky with is we're highly mentored. We have assembled people around us who can complement each other on skill sets. We're very lucky to have that team.
Yeah, great. Well, we need to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Sarah Hill.
Let's face it, the future is mobile. There's a good chance that you are listening to this show right now on your phone. Have you explored how you can move your business mobile too? Our mobile apps team at Technology Partners makes it their mission to move our clients into the hands of their employees and customers and change their business processes to meet the demands of their users. Let's work together and build a dynamic mobile app for your team. Go to tpi.co/mobile apps and get the conversation started about how we can help you get your new application off the ground.
So Sarah, I really would love for you to tell our listeners about the evolution of Helium, because you're so much more now, and you're not just virtual reality, but you're also augmented reality. So talk about the evolution and then tell our listeners, in case they don't know and they don't understand the difference between the two.
Sure. So Helium started just as the brand studio that we went by Story Up at the time, that was creating virtual experiences for brands. Google, Facebook hired us, flew us all around the world to create immersive documentaries. And then when we noticed these documentaries were impacting people and did some science and then integrated neurofeedback with it, that's actually where we formed our product. And so we went from a service-based company to a product-based company. And while we have a little bit of a, you know, service revenue stream, as all SaaS companies do, we're laser focused on our product, which is both virtual and augmented reality. Virtual reality is a completely immersive environment. You do not have the ability to see the outside world. So you put on a pair of goggles, you can turn your head 360 degrees, look all around you, and it's like you're in a bubble of video. Virtual reality is the most therapeutic. It tricks your brain into thinking someplace else and is that walk in the park for those times when you can't physically take a walk in the park. And then augmented reality, on the other hand, can be just on your mobile device. So you might think of Pokemon Go, if you're familiar with that, or like Snapchat, what they're doing with face filters. Those are some examples of augmented reality and mobile augmented reality. So just on your mobile device, you are able to bring in flowers into your living room or bring in a solar system into your living room. And then you have the option of choosing whether or not you want to control the solar system with your Apple Watch, with your heart rate, or with an EEG meditation headband. And that's what makes Helium unique, is it's not passively controlled. And it's not just, you know, close your eyes and meditate. It's open your eyes and train and learn to self-regulate your heart rate and your brain patterns. And that's a huge issue right now, is that people can't naturally self-regulate their brains because it's a muscle, it's an organ that you can't actually see to know, am I doing it right? And so it's very difficult for people to develop that mind-body connection. And so Helium was created. It's a game that you play with your brain patterns and your heart rate. And the more you play this game, the better you get at learning to self-regulate. You get a focused calm score, which is the Helium score. and you can track that progress over time.
Yeah, I love it. I told you I downloaded it on Saturday. And I think you and I had talked about this too. Our youngest daughter, Allie, was born with Down syndrome. She went to an amazing school here in St. Louis called Promise Christian Academy. Every morning, they're on scooters or they're jumping on trampolines. They are getting the mind and the body more in sync with one another, because when that happens, that is the optimum time for that child to learn. And I'm just even thinking something like helium could possibly even be helpful to children with autism, or, and I don't know if you've done studies, you probably have already.
Very important for youth and young adults to have drugless, non-harmful coping mechanisms. Specifically right now, when 25% of youth and young adults have suicidal ideation, you know, we need to be providing some alternative ways, because not everyone is a good candidate for psychotropic medication or counseling. We know counseling is one of the best things that you can do for yourself, but providing some people some simple tools to teach them to learn to self-regulate. And that hygiene is so important. You know, we teach kids at an early age about germs and why you should wash your hands. It's the same thing with your brain. We need to be getting life's dirt out of our mind on a daily basis and teaching that connection at a very young age and allowing them to see their brain patterns so that they can learn to control it. And schools in a lot of areas around the nation are installing helium mental health hygiene stations. It's a box that has a virtual reality headset that's always on at all times. You take it out of the box, you get some virtual peace on a waterfall, you put it back in the box, press a button, it automatically cleans it, and it's ready for the next person. So it's kind of like virtual peace in a box. But these, you know, mental health hygiene stations are really important because stress impacts the ability to learn. And so any way that we can reduce stress, you increase working memory, which increases the likelihood that you learn. It reduces the likelihood of errors, and it improves your performance.
Sarah, let me ask you something. If there's a listener out there that's saying, I want to see more of this research, I'm so fascinated by this. Do you have a lot of this research and that and white papers and things on your website, or is there a place that they can go?
Absolutely. So we have a science tab on our website. If you just go to tryhelium.com, and helium is spelled H-E-A-L-I-U-M, click on the science tab. We have 4 peer-reviewed journals: Frontiers in Psychology, Journal of Neuroregulation, the Scholarly Journal of Behavioral Science and Psychology. And then we have a fifth one that's coming out later this year about our augmented reality products. But basically, these journals and publications have found that helium quickly downshifts the nervous system. It quickly reduces self-reported anxiety, and it also quickly changes the brain's patterns, the brain patterns, in as little as 4 minutes. Definitely click on the science section. We also have a video curriculum if you'd like to take a deeper dive into the brain and learn about your different brain patterns, alpha, beta, theta, gamma, and how what you think about in your mind actually can shift those brain patterns. It's similar to a muscle that you've never learned to control. You think you can control it. It can sometimes, when you're in a stressful situation, be more difficult to control than you think if you haven't trained for it. And this is the stress Olympics right now, and not everyone has trained for it. That's why we're advocating that stress resilience training, is because it's so key to not only your emotional health, but your learning, your physical well-being, your physical fitness, and your human performance.
Oh, so important. And I know that like meditation apps and things have really gained momentum, but helium is unique because it does have that VR, AR, and the gaming aspect to it, you know, which I don't know that the other ones really do.
Yeah, it's actively controlled by your body's electricity. And that's a difference. You know, if you've downloaded a Calm or a Headspace,
yes,
those are certainly great tools, but you don't have the ability to see in near real time what your brain is doing or what your heart rate's doing. That's the difference. It's not close your eyes and meditate passive. It's actively lean forward and controlled.
Right. See, and I believe that's where the power of transformation lies, is being able to see it. you know, because otherwise, how can you train your brain? You've got to be able to see what's happening.
And there are people who are great at that. They're monks and they've gone through years of training, or even, you know, some people are just naturally have a great established mind-body connection. But not everyone has that. And specifically when you're young or in a stressful situation, if you haven't learned how to self-regulate, that's a very important skill that can make you sick.
So I have to ask you, Sarah, to have a healthy organization, the leader has to be healthy. So tell me about yourself. What does Sarah Hill, what does a morning look like? You know, I've got a really good friend, Jeff Henderson, that says, win the morning, win the day, but the morning starts the night before. But tell me about your routine.
Yeah. And that was my answer to your question, is that my morning actually does begin the night before with a good night's sleep. And that begins with helium. That's how I use my product to quiet my ruminating thoughts at night and to remind myself on how I can quickly downshift the nervous system. So I can put myself in a magic snow globe. I can float up the side of a waterfall and peer through the clouds. I can float through a glowing reef on the bottom of the ocean. So I definitely use my product, and specifically before sleep, because it downshifts the nervous system, which sets you up for that next day. And, you know, it's not just downshifting your nervous system, but even in the morning, the ability to set the intention for the day and to be reminded that your thoughts do have power, not only in the virtual world, but the real world as well. I follow that with physical fitness. I do weight training. I do hot yoga. I run. Physical fitness is also one of the best things that you can do for your mind. And so pairing those two together have been extremely helpful for me to better manage my sleep.
That's great advice. Well, Sarah, this is called Something Extra. What do you believe is the something extra that every leader needs?
Self-care. If you aren't putting on your face mask first, how is that anyone else supposed to get that oxygen? And so you also need to surround yourself with your support mechanisms who will let you know when one of your table legs is out of balance. So for instance, you know, my table legs are my faith, my family, my work, maybe it's my mood. There are a variety of people in my support system who sit around my table. And when they recognize that one of those is out of balance, they call me out on it. You know, my husband, you know, I married a psychologist, so, you know, I'm lucky there. But all he has to do is make a sign, my table leg is out of balance. He just like leans to the right. Like, and I know instantly that either my sleep is off or I'm not giving the right support in all of those areas. And that's, you know, due to self-care. It's really important that you surround yourself, even for other founders. Your family are your first founders. Really, truly rely on them as you build and grow your company to be those support and networks. They have been something extra for me.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, you know, Sarah, I use that metaphor a lot. I say we're all like three-legged stools. It's mind, body, soul. And you got to care for each one of those. So I could not agree more. Self-care.
And also to give yourself attagirls. You know, as the leader of a company, there's not always somebody who's whispering in your ear saying, well, that was great. You don't necessarily always get that positive reinforcement. As you begin or end each day, really make sure that you sit back and say, okay, what did I do good today? Because pouring that positivity into yourself will pay dividends later when your supplies have been deleted because either you're hearing negativity from this person or that person, that you can go back to that well, you know, and yes, pull that piece and remember what that is. So it's really important to give yourself attaboys and attagirls regularly, even for the small stuff.
That is terrific advice. Well, Sarah, is there something that you would want our listeners to know about? And if they're excited, and how can they get involved?
We have a social purpose called Honor Everywhere. It's a partnership with all of the 150 Honor Flight hubs around the nation. So if you're aware of a terminally ill or aging World War II veteran who's not able to physically travel on an Honor Flight, have them contact their Honor Flight hub. Chances are that the hub has helium kits that they're able to provide them with those virtual tours. Secondarily, we need your support in the form of downloading our apps and giving us reviews. Reviews help us aid discovery for other people to discover these drugless, non-harmful coping mechanisms. So certainly download it, tell the friends and family in your world about these training tools. Perhaps you have, you're aware of a school or athletic team, a corporate wellness program that can benefit from having these mental fitness challenges and allowing their employees, their students, their teachers, a drugless, non-harmful coping mechanism. And you can search for Helium on the iPhone and Android app stores. Again, just search H-E-A-L-I-U-M. It's free to use without a wearable. Definitely check it out.
Well, very good. And I hope you have a lot of listeners today that are going to do that, Sarah. So thank you so much. It has been such a delight to be with you. I just love your energy and a fellow woman entrepreneur. I'm always excited about those conversations. Yay.
CEOs. Yes, yes. Well, you keep going too. I'm a big fan of your podcast and the groups that you support. You know, Missouri Technology Corporation and Missouri Innovation Center has been very supportive to me. And someday I will enjoy returning the favor to the other entrepreneurs, tech companies building in our area.
I know you will. Well, Sarah, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Something Extra with Lisa Nichols is a Technology Partners production. Copyright Technology Partners, Inc. 2019. For show notes or to reach Lisa, visit tpi.co/podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.